It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We don't often do what we're told.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be one of those moments. Like, Erin's out. She's in and out, but she's out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just kind of like winging it. And we're having discussions about maybe having some people stop in, like, and do parts of the show with us and stuff. And Tiak and I were sitting here discussing something that had been suggested via text by a lot of people, that we check in with an old friend of ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm randomly going to call this person.
Oh, okay.
And see if it works. I mean, we still have to do a show, right? We're just like, And so let's just try to call this person and see what happens.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, really? Is this you guys? You're really calling me, guys?
Oh my God, I can't believe you answered.
I'm to the point now where I'm forgetting all three of your names, and now I gotta like, oh my God, I gotta remember what you look like.
Well, you forgot the yai.
Yeah, it starts with a yai. Yai.
Wait a second. You're a cute redhead with a deep,
okay,
husky voice.
Erin's in London, so you don't even have to blow smoke up her.
Okay.
But what do you want to say about me? By the way, this is Steve. I don't know if you guys remember.
Steve!
Oh my God, why are you guys calling? What is going
on? Dude, people text all the time and they, like, a couple things. One, they always say, bring Steve back. And it's like, did you forget that, like, Steve died?
They don't do. That's not what's going on.
No, they do. And I don't blame them. I mean, it's like, dude, you and I had a show forever. And it's like, but it's also like, hey, Steve's moving on with his life, and like, that's what we're gonna try to find out. Are you happy now? Are you happy?
Well, remember like the last week we were on the air, and you guys asked me, so what are you gonna do now that you could be retired and stuff? First of all, I don't look like fully retired, because that picture is like a guy with like osteoporosis or something. You're 80, got a walker with like tennis
balls. No, it doesn't.
Tennis balls. You know, so I say I'm semi-retired. I got a semi. I guess, in fact, guys, I'm more busy now in my semi-retirement than I was when I worked with you on the show, which is exactly why I'm not with you, because I'm working harder now than I did when I was on the show.
But what are you doing? Like, you talked about a movie. Are you doing that? Are you working on that? Or
I was hoping you guys would forget that. So that last week I was on the air with you guys, I kind of got a little cocky there. I was relating the story on how. Do I have to repeat it real quick?
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so years ago, a buddy of mine, he was on that reality show with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. It was a TV show. It was about
Greenlight.
Project Greenlight. You're right. It was about directors and wannabe producers. I had a buddy who was on the show. He ended up winning it, I guess, in season three. He became a director out in Hollywood. Well, long story longer, I've always had ideas for movies. So I gave him my ideas for movies. He got excited, thought it was a good idea. So I've helped him with scripts in the past that he's been working on. He's directed some stuff out in LA. And so I started working on a script, and to the point where I didn't realize writing a script sucks. It's all work. It's a chore. It's not fun at all. So I got kind of cocky on the air saying, oh yeah, I'm writing this big mega hit Hollywood.
It's a kid's movie or something, right?
Yes. It's a space movie. It has to do with kids and stuff. I got to the point where, you know what, this isn't fun anymore, it's all work, and it became a chore. I flew out to L.A., hung out with him. He's in the middle of writing three scripts. He couldn't have time to help me anyway. And so that kind of fizzled out and fell through. So,
but it doesn't mean it's gone forever. Like, you might get,
I talked big, but it's kind of, yeah.
Come on!
You know me, Slacker, ran into work. I don't want to do that.
Oh, I know. Like, when the going gets tough, where's Steve?
Yeah, I couldn't throw money at it enough. So, otherwise, I make up little projects for myself. I do little things. I got stuff going about house improvement stuff. So, I'm keeping busy. How about you guys? What's going on with you guys?
No, we don't. This is about an update on you. So did you join? Did you join your HOA board? Are you going to be a city councilman?
Ombudsman. I don't even want to be one of the people that direct kids across the street next to my high school out here at Cherokee Trail.
I think that position's open. I don't think you'd be allowed to be, just based on the things you've said in the past.
Yes. Stranger danger. But otherwise, that's about it. Just go on. How about you guys? How's
the
show?
Stop doing the Steve thing where you try to flip it around.
What?
Do they, since you're not on the radio, do you still go by Steve mostly, or do you go by the other name?
People that I hang out with now, they're starting to call me my other name.
No, they're not.
They are. And it goes, well, since, you know, you don't have any value much anymore since you're not on radio and on the big show with Slacker and T-Hack and Aaron, so we just might as well call you your boy.
No way, man. You don't, I could never call you that other name.
I appreciate it, because when I hear that, it's like, oh, yeah, it's like from the old days with you guys and stuff. So that's
no,
cool.
You're always going to be Steve, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
What was the other question I was going to ask you? Are you dating? Are you...
I'm still kind of hanging out with the same person when I knew you guys.
Okay.
I called her the lady friend. You didn't stop knowing us.
Like, we've gone out for drinks. Like, I don't want people to think that, like, the day we all cried for four solid hours and we're like, get out, lose our number.
Speaking of, we got to hook up again. We got to do dinner again, you guys.
And
catch up and see what you guys have been up to and stuff.
But we're, otherwise, you know, it's hard to pay for you every time. You need a job, man.
I'll get one eventually, but I'm still getting paid not to work, so I appreciate that.
I do love that you are living the American dream right now of just,
right?
Like, cashing checks.
And doing as little as possible.
Yeah.
I appreciate you checking in. I hope you guys are doing good. And we're
doing great, and we'll definitely hook up with you soon.
All right.
And we promise to not call you the other name.
All right. Thank you.
Love you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059. It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.